Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, September 7th. Although Saratoga and Del Mar are over, Kentucky Downs is running, Belmont starts this weekend, great racing throughout the country this weekend, and we're going to tackle just some of those. As always, this podcast and the Key Races and Bets blog, the written version, sponsored by our friends at AmWager.com. If you're not already familiar with AmWager, check it out, AmWager.com, AmWager.com, legal in most states, carries most tracks, great perks, and tools for the better, AmWager.com, where you can also get the Key Races and Bets blog, the written version of this podcast. Go to AmWager.com, click on Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start out with the Kentucky Downs Juvenile Turf Sprint Stakes. Race 6, Kentucky Downs, post 4:05 Eastern, 3:05 Central, so 1:05 Pacific, middle of the day, early day. I like the incentive involved in purchasing a horse privately or claiming it with the stakes race in mind, and in this stakes there are two horses which fit the criteria, both owned by the same connections of Barber, Walktail, and others. They don't race coupled because of the big purse. So if we bet one, we should bet the other, and they both open at 6-1, so offer value. They are Alcools and Scocciatore, both opening at 6-1, coming off impressive wins. Alcools earned that win in his career debut last month at Woodbine on the all-weather connections for trainer Wayne Rice and jockey Arian Cox. And this is not a disparagement on either, but for this horse to win with those connections first out and as impressively as he did, particularly with Cox aboard, who wins very few races, it screams Alcools has talent. Since the win and private purchase, Alcools worked a strong half mile, and the trainer is now Peter Miller, who won his stakes at double-digit odds at Churchill Downs in July off a high-priced claim, so this is not much different. In the win, Alcools showed maturity, rallying from third draw off to a ridden-out victory, and then was flattered when the third horse came back to win, and I expect improvement off that effort as he's bred to adore the grass. Scocciatore ran huge one second in his debut at the end of June, regressed to finish fourth in his turf debut next out, then won as he pleased last month also on turf. Purchased this since then, he gets Joel Rosario and is a half-brother to multiple winners, including one who made over $1.5 million. Although Scocciatore won wire-to-wire, he doesn't appear to be need the lead type, and the win came at 7 furlongs, making him one of just a few in this field that have run farther than this 6.5 furlong trip. Super Dormy got up to win by a nose in his debut in stylish fashion in July at Ellis Park, and that race has turned out to be an ultra-key race as the second horse won his next start, the third horse finished second, and both the fourth and sixth finishers won. The other two, three actually, have not run back. So Super Dormy has a big shot to run good again. Likely worth small win bets at high odds and definitely worth considering for exact and trifecta tickets. Cambria and Invader both open double-digit odds. Both hail from the strong barn of Wesley Ward, the top two-year-old trainer in the field and one of the top trainers in North America. Over the past few years, Ward has won with 8 of 30 runners in 2-year-old turf sprint stakes, 25%, very solid. Cambria's 2-for-2, put in a huge half-mile work coming into the race since the win. The only reason she opens at high odds is both wins came on all weather, and Invader didn't do much when 6th of 10 in his career debut in July, but was a 2-to-1 favorite that day. He's bred to adore the grass by Warfront out of a Galileo mare and gets Ward's go-to veteran jockey, Julio Garcia, to which I say beware. In the Kentucky Downs Juvenile Turf Sprint Race 6 Kentucky Downs on Saturday, September 7th, with a post of 4:05 Eastern, we should make win bets on Alcools and Scocciatore at 3-1 or more. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. It will allow you to enter in the amount you want to spend or the amount you want to win, and based on the odds, we'll calculate the win bets for you. AmWager has a great dutching tool available among many other features and perks. Another reason to check out AmWager.com if you're not already a member. I'd also consider a small, maybe $2 to $5 win place and maybe win place show bet on Cambria and Invader at 7 to 1 or more. For the exacta, we'll just box them up. Al Cools, Scorchatore, Super Dormy, Cambria, and Invader. And if you want to, a 50-cent trifecta box for 5 horses costs $30. Same 5 horses, Al Cools, Scorchatore, Super Dormy, Cambria, and Invader. Moving a couple races down at Kentucky Downs on a fantastic betting card. Race 8 is the Ladies Turf Post. 5:28 Eastern, 4:28 Central, 2:28 Pacific. And Simply Breathless has been superbly handled by veteran trainer Neil Drysdale since coming to the U.S. and making her North American debut in April, following 7 months off. She had won a handicap at Ascot last summer in a field of 10, then took time off to acclimate, returning as if she'd never been away when victorious in a little $75,000 stakes at Golden Gate. Returning less than a month later, she made short work of a 10-horse field in a Grade 3 stakes, the Wilshire Handicap, at a mile. Then last time out, at a mile and 3/16 in the Modesty, I think she found the mile and 3/16 trip a little too far, feigned to third after being second from the start. The 109 Equibase figure earned in the Wilshire is one of the best in the field, and she's the best at this mile, with 4 wins and 8 starts, best record in this field at a mile on grass. Giroux takes the call, has been running the course really well, so back at the mile, Simply Breathless may be the one to beat. The other horse with the bulk of the probability to win is Mitchell Road, who I absolutely loved as the legitimate favorite in the Preakness weekend in the Gallarette Stakes. She didn't disappoint as she wired the 8-horse field with ease to earn a 107 figure, and that was her 4th straight win, and to that point, she had not been worse than 2nd in 7 races. Similar to Simply Breathless finding the distance of her last race too far, Mitchell Road found the Grade 1 level too steep in her last start, finishing 5th to the likes of Sister Charlie and Rushing Fall. The former Sister Charlie having come back to win Grade 1 stakes again since that race. Back at the level where she will be very tough, as well as reunited with Rosario up for the Gallarette when aboard her for the first time, Mitchell Road should be really tough as well. Again, I think these two have the bulk of the probability. Callio, Viva Vegas, and Storm the Hill are 3 to use in exactas and trifectas, all having a decent shot to get 2nd or 3rd, likely a cut below Simply Breathless and Mitchell Road. Callio ran the best race of her career last month in the prep stakes for this race at Ellis Park. Caffleone rides back, and the figure was decent, 106. Viva Vegas also ran the best race of career last time out in July, winning the Indiana Grand General Assembly Distaff. Before that, was beaten pretty easily when 3rd behind Mitchell Road. So back at this level, she still may not be as good. Storm the Hill missed by a nose after leading near the wire in the Yellow Ribbon last month, but before that was no match for Simply Breathless. Then, for a couple exact and trifecta tickets, we got to toss in Sensitive and Ms. Bad Behavior, 2nd and 3rd. Both horses who don't have a lot of fight when headed late, but still are very competitive, with a combined record of 5 wins, 11 seconds, and 3/3 in 25 graces on grass. In the Ladies Turf Stakes, race 8 at Kentucky Downs, post 5:28 Eastern, 4:28 Central, 2:28 Pacific on Saturday, 9/7. Win bets on either or both Simply Breathless and Mitchell Road at 2 to 1 or more, and don't forget, when making multiple win bets, use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. Exacta, Simply Breathless and Mitchell Road over Simply Breathless, Mitchell Road, Callio, Viva Vegas, and Storm the Hill. And then for the trifecta, just a 50-cent try is just fine. Simply Breathless and Mitchell Road over Simply Breathless, Mitchell Road, Callio, Viva Vegas, Storm the Hill, Sensitive, and Ms. Bad Behavior, and the same horses in 3rd. Simply Breathless, Mitchell Road, Callio, Viva Vegas, Storm the Hill, Sensitive, and Miss Bad Behavior. The next race down is race 9 at Kentucky Downs, the Ladies Sprint Stakes, post 6:01 Eastern, 5:01 Central, 3:01 Pacific. And Alexandra appears to be a legitimate favorite, opening at 3-1. But as we know, in these exceptionally big field races at Kentucky Downs, anything can happen. And there are 3 others I'll consider almost as likely to win, definitely likely to hit the board. All 3 at higher odds to Alexandra. Alexandra's 5 for 7 Inter sprints since coming to the U.S. last fall, including the Smart and Fancy Stakes at Saratoga last month under Rosario, who's 3-for-3 when riding her. She's won at the distance, and her last race figure of 106 may not be top in the field, but it's 1 point below the best figure in the field, Tina, and tied with Coexistence for second best. Alexandra has a mean late kick and is very likely to be in the thick of the action. Tiny Tina opens at a fairly ridiculous 10-1, particularly considering she's won 3 in a row and gets Jose Ortiz fresh off winning the Saratoga riding title against one of the toughest jockey colonies in the world. She cuts back from routes, so she should have no problem with the trip, and the 107 last race figure she earned in a tough allowance field is actually best in the race. Painting corners, like Tiny Tina, was last seen running really well in California. She won the Daisy Cutter Handicap in July at Del Mar at a shorter trip with a 101 figure, and last year put in a 108 figure, winning at the 6.5 furlong trip. So she does have it in her to run as well as any of the other ones previously mentioned. Although third in her most recent race, she ran well to a couple of really tough turf sprinters, and I expect another competitive effort. Ruby Notion rounds out the contenders here. She won this race last year at 3-1, second choice that year, Gamely, by a neck and a three-horse blanket finish. She hasn't won in 5 since, but appears to be turning a corner as she finished fast from 6th to 3rd behind Alexandra last month in that stake at Saratoga. The connection, Silverton Hill and Darren Miller, won a race on opening day, and their horses appear to be in great shape. In the Ladies Turf Race 8 at Race 9, Ladies Sprint Race 9 at Kentucky Downs, bet Alexandra to win at 5-2 or more, then consider up to 2 more of these 3 for win bets at 7-2 or more, Tiny Tina, Panty Quarters, and Ruby Notion. And don't forget to use a dutching tool. Exact this. Alexandra, Tiny Tina, Painting Corners, Ruby Notion, over. Alexandra, Tiny Tina, Painting Corners, Ruby Notion, adding Coexistence, May Lily, and Cool Beans. In this 12-horse field with a lot of profit potential, I feel the exacta, even though it isn't cheap, has potential to be well worth the risk. We're finishing off this weekend's Key Race and Bets podcast and the blog, available free at AmWager. Go to AmWager.com, handicapping, LSTAR's blog. We're going to close it out with the Kentucky Turf Cup Race 10. Post 6:35 Eastern, 5:35 Central, 3:35 Pacific. Although Arklow deserves tremendous respect for his body of work, which includes 5 first-place finishes and 4 runner-ups and 16 crew races on grass, his stablemate, Factor This, is a bit more intriguing from a betting perspective, as he's likely to go to post at much higher odds. Both were trained by Brad Cox, who's proven himself one of the top trainers in the country the past few years. Currently 5th in North America, Cox's stake stats are as good as any, particularly division leader Chad Brown. He started 121 horses in stakes this year with 27% winners, certainly better prices than Chad Brown. I think those statistics show how good Cox is, and he knows when horses are ready for top levels. In this case, Factor This, moving the stakes, good shot to compete, even though he's never raced at the level. When returning from 5 months off between September and March, Factor This ran on dirt, finishing 7th. But back on turf, April 24th, he controlled the pace to win easily, earned a career-best 105 figure. Factor This bettered the figure 2 races later when winning the Kentucky Downs Preview Turf Cup Stakes last month at Ellis Park, with a 109 figure. In 2018, Arklow won that same race with a 111 figure, so Factor This is on the same pattern and ran just as well as Arklow did last year. Similar spot on paper, and he can run even better, just like last year when Arklow earned a 114, went from 111 to 114 to win this race. Jockey for Laurent Drew was aboard Factor This for all 3 wins this year, but decided to ride Arklow in this race. I'm not concerned a bit. Jockey change of Bridgemahan doesn't matter. Bridgemahan has been Brad Cox's go-to rider at tracks where Giroux doesn't ride. They're together, they're 49 for 132, 37%. Another reason I think Factor This can run well or better in the Turf Cup is based on a statistic from Stats Racelens, which shows Cox keeps his horses in top form. His record with horses in turf routes winning back-to-back over the last 2 years is a very solid 34% on 151 starters. Even if Factor This doesn't get the early lead as he did in his first 2 wins of the year, He proved capable of coming from off the pace to win the preview, so he could be tough in the situation and post the upset over Arklow, who earned a 118 figure in the Bowling Green last out at the end of July, and will be closing very fast in the stretch. They could run 1-2. Similar to Arklow and Factor This, which called the top Cox Barn home, Zulu, Alpha, and Bigger Picture called the barn of Maker home. Maker also trains Noble Thought. Zulu Alpha joined the Maker barn last summer, immediately won the Sycamore Stakes at this marathon trip in October. Two races later, he won the McKnight and the Mac Diarmid in January and March at Gulfstream. In 2 of 4 since, he's come close, missing to stablemate Bigger Picture in the Elkhorn in April and missing by a neck in the United Nations in June. Even though further back in the Bowling Green in his most recent race, Zulu Alpha still earned a career best 117 figure and was a half length behind Arklow. Jose Ortiz takes the call, rode Zulu Alpha in the Elkhorn, in which Ortiz made a, I don't know if it was a strange move, it was an interesting move, mid-race from 7th to lead before being passed, ending up 3rd. If Ortiz can help Zulu Alpha to save that kick for the stretch ride, it could be right there. Bigger Picture, the stablemate, rallied from 7th and missed winning by a half length in last year's Turk Cup behind Arklow, could run as well or better this year. Since then, he won the John B. Connolly and Elkhorn at this 12-furlong trip, and was 4th of 8 in the United Nations, although 1.5 lengths behind Zulu Alpha. He's got 12 wins and $1.6 million in the bank, and his top form isn't that far away, so Bigger Picture rounds out a quartet, I think, have a bulk of the probability to win, of course, with Factor This getting top billing because of his price. For exactas and alike, there's a quartet of horses to consider who are just a cut below the top four. Botswana, My Boy Jack, Pillar Mountain, and Campaign. In the Kentucky Turf Cup Stakes race, 10 Kentucky Downs post 6:35 Eastern, 5:35 Central, 3:35 Pacific on September 7th. Win bets. Factor This in Arklow, either or both, at 5-2 or more. Absolutely key bets. Adding a place bet on Factor This at 5-1 or higher. Exact the box. Factor This, Arklow, Zulu Alpha, and Bigger Picture. And then a second exacta. Factor This, Arklow, Zulu Alpha, and Bigger Picture over. Factor This, Arklow, Zulu Alpha, Bigger Picture, Botswana, My Boy Jack, Pillar Mountain, and Campaign. Certainly, if you're ahead, you can play that as a trifecta as well, using those same horses in second and third. I really appreciate you listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast, sponsored by AmWager. Check out AmWager.com. See the great features they have, legal wagering, amwager.com. Check out my blog as well. Go to Handicapping and Ella Star's blog, and I'll talk to you next week.